Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.2, Scalability and Performance Optimization. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, Backend Development Trends in the Backend Development for Data Scientists course. In this lesson, we'll explore key concepts of scalable systems, techniques for performance optimization, and strategies involving load balancing and caching. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to design scalable back-end systems and implement effective performance optimization techniques to enhance application efficiency. Main content. Key concepts of scalable systems. Scalability refers to the capability of a system to handle a growing amount of work or its potential to accommodate growth. It is crucial for back-end development as it ensures that applications can serve more users without a significant drop in performance. There are two primary types of scalability: vertical and horizontal. Vertical scalability. Scaling up. This involves adding more power, CPU, RAM, to an existing machine. While this method can be effective in the short term, it has limitations, such as maximum hardware capacity, which can become a bottleneck. Horizontal scalability. Scaling out. This approach involves adding more machines or instances to a system. It allows for better flexibility and redundancy, as tasks can be distributed across multiple servers. This method is often preferred for large-scale applications as it can accommodate increased traffic and data more efficiently. When designing scalable systems, it's essential to consider the architecture of the application, ensuring it can gracefully handle increased loads. Using cloud services is a popular solution, as they provide on-demand resources that can be scaled up or down based on traffic needs. Techniques for performance optimization. Optimizing application performance is vital for user satisfaction and retention. Here are several techniques that can significantly enhance performance. Code optimization. Writing efficient code is the first step in performance optimization. This includes avoiding unnecessary computations, optimizing algorithms, and using efficient data structures. For instance, using a hash table for lookups instead of a list can drastically reduce the time complexity from linear to constant time. Database optimization. Database queries can be a bottleneck if not optimized. Techniques such as indexing, which allows faster data retrieval, and query optimization, which involves writing efficient SQL queries, can lead to significant performance improvements. For example, if you frequently access user data, creating an index on a user ID can speed up access time significantly. Asynchronous processing. Utilizing asynchronous programming allows the application to handle multiple tasks simultaneously without blocking the main execution thread. This is particularly useful for I/O-bound tasks, such as database queries or API calls. For example, if your application needs to fetch data from an external API, using asynchronous calls can help ensure that the user interface remains responsive while waiting for the data. Load balancing and caching strategies. Load balancing and caching are critical strategies for improving application performance and ensuring availability. Load balancing. This technique distributes network traffic across multiple servers to ensure that no single server becomes overwhelmed. By using a load balancer, you can enhance the reliability and performance of your application. Common load balancing algorithms include round robin, least connections, and IP hash. For instance, in a web application with high traffic, a load balancer can distribute requests evenly across several servers, preventing any single server from becoming a performance bottleneck. Caching. Caching involves storing copies of frequently accessed data in a temporary storage area, thereby reducing the time it takes to access data. There are different types of caching strategies, such as client-side caching, storing data on the client's browser to reduce server requests. For example, static assets like images, CSS, and JavaScript files can be cached on the user's browser to improve loading times on subsequent visits. Server-side caching, utilizing in-memory data stores, such as Redis or Memcached, to cache data that is expensive to compute or retrieve. For example, if your application performs complex calculations to generate reports, caching the results can save processing time for future requests. By implementing effective load balancing and caching strategies, you can significantly improve response times and reduce server load, leading to a more responsive application. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered the essential concepts of scalability and performance optimization, including key concepts of scalable systems, effective techniques for performance enhancement, and strategies for load balancing and caching. Understanding and applying these principles will enable you to design robust back-end systems capable of handling growth while maintaining excellent performance. As you move forward in this course, keep these concepts in mind, as they will serve as the foundation for building efficient applications in your data science endeavors. Reflection questions: how can vertical and horizontal scalability impact the design of your back-end application? What code optimization techniques can you apply to your current projects to improve performance? In what ways can load balancing and caching strategies enhance the user experience for your application?